I am not a legislator, but I am running one of the coolest companies in the world. And I'm telling young people, you are breathing the vapors of a dangerous, new, fake, and self-destructive religion when you are sitting at your elite school pretending because you watched TikTok twice and got an A-plus on some crazy paper because your professor couldn't get a job anywhere else, that you actually understand the world. And you're not welcome at my company. Yeah.
Mostly a protest, but fires have been started.
I want you to get up right now.
The journalism industry is overrun with elite, underqualified, rich, entitled nepo babies.
How are you, baby? How old are you?
I don't know.
People should not be walking around with masks.
Russian disinformation.
Stewards.
That was Alex Karp, who is a CEO of Palantir Technologies, which is a software firm. And based on what we saw this weekend, you're seeing a few of these pop up. Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots, who runs a Stop Anti-Semitism organization, released a statement stating he will no longer donate any money to Columbia University as long as what's happening there is happening. I want to take us chronologically through what we saw this weekend. Long story short, to start off, if you're not aware, there are tent encampments now popping up all over publicly funded universities, even though places like Columbia, New York are sort of considered private schools. They get federal funds in the form of endowment of the arts and grants. And a Occupy camp, let's just call it what it is, has been going on since 2009. Are you folks tired of this shit yet? A tent encampment popped up and then was tried to remove, and then it popped up again, and now you have administrators at Columbia walking out and surrounding and protecting the camp, and Jewish students were basically chased off of campus. Certain universities are going to remote learning for the rest of the year instead of dealing with this. This is where we're at. MIT is another one. University of Michigan is another one. You're seeing what this guy said, a bankrupt ideology finally come to fruition. The Obama generation is in college now. And soon, they're going to be out in the real world. This is kind of what we're seeing, the zenith to what we have seen over the last 10 years, which is Occupy, which then becomes BLM, which has now become this. And it's all well-funded and well-organized and being done in an election year on purpose, just like it was in 2012 with Occupy, just like it was in 2016 and 2020 with BLM. And now, it's not even anti-Israel. These are dangerous protests against Jewish students and Jews in general. You're seeing what audience capture looks like. You're seeing what institutional capture looks like. And now it's on full display for everyone to see. And whether that's the media, and I'll get into that, of course, or if it's academia, or if it's a progressive Democratic Party and a White House. I'm going to take you back in time, because it's important to realize how we got here. I'm going to play an audio clip here. Almost 5 years ago to the day, April 25th, 2019, here is Joe Biden's presidential candidacy announcement.
Charlottesville, Virginia is home to the author of one of the great documents in human history. We know it by heart. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. We've heard it so often, it's almost a cliche, but it's who we are. We haven't always lived up to these ideals. Jefferson himself didn't, but we have never before walked away from them. Charlottesville is also home to a defining moment for this nation in the last few years. It was there on August of 2017 we saw Klansmen and white supremacists and neo-Nazis come out in the open. Their crazed faces, illuminated by torches, veins bulging, and bearing the fangs of racism, chanting the same anti-Semitic bile heard across Europe in the 30s. And they were met by a courageous group of Americans, and a violent clash ensued. And a brave young woman lost her life. And that's when we heard the words of the President of the United States that stunned the world and shocked the conscience of this nation. He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides. Very fine people on both sides? With those words, the President of the United States assigned a moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it. And in that moment, I knew the threat to this nation was unlike any I had ever seen in my lifetime. I wrote at the time that we're in the battle for the soul of this nation. Well, that's even more true today. We are in the battle for the soul of this nation. I believe history will look back on 4 years of this president and all he embraces as an aberrant moment in time. But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are, and I cannot stand by and watch that happen. The core values of this nation, our standing in the world, our very democracy, everything that has made America, America is at stake. That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for President of the United States. Folks, America's an idea. An idea that's stronger than any army, bigger than any ocean, more powerful than any dictator or tyrant. It gives hope to the most desperate people on earth. It guarantees that everyone is treated with dignity and gives hate no safe harbor. It instills in every person in this country the belief that no matter where you start in life, there's nothing you can't achieve if you work at it. That's what we believe. And above all else, that's what's at stake in this election. We can't forget what happened in Charlottesville. Even more important, we have to remember who we are. This is America.
Once again, that was April 25th, 2019. That was Joe Biden's announcement running for president. He stated that he is in a fight for the soul of the nation and that he knew that he had to run for president because he saw Donald Trump come out and say what Biden says here in a quote, very fine people on both sides of the Charlottesville rally. The blockbuster employee-dressed tiki torch army chanting, as you heard in that video, Jews will not replace us. We're now 5 years later from that announcement. Do you feel like the soul of the nation has been restored? Do you feel like the temperature has been lowered? Over the weekend, we have video footage from Columbia University and at Yale, where again, pro-Hamas Palestinian camps are being erected and nothing's being done to take them out. We have video footage from a couple of people, Sahar Tartak and Jonathan Lederer. And I'm going to play a clip from some of the footage that they recorded. Columbia students were yelling at Jewish students to go back to Poland. A Jewish woman at Yale was assaulted with a Palestinian flag, and an Orthodox rabbi at Columbia told students to go home to fear for their safety. Jake Tapper of CNN put that on his feed, and there was huge outrage, and a lot of journalists pointed this out. You know what Jake Tapper spent 35 minutes at the opening of his show on yesterday? The Trump trial, which is what I predicted he would do. In a report at the Free Press, Barry Weiss, Demonstrators on campuses shouted, "More chick versions of Jews will not replace us." At Columbia, they screamed, "Say it loud and say it clear. We don't want no Zionists here." At Yale, they blasted bad rap with the following lyrics. "Fuck Israel. Israel a bitch. Bitch, we out here mobbing on some Palestine shit. Free Palestine, bitch. Israel gonna die, bitch. Niggas, they land. Why you out here trying to rob it? Bullshit prophets. Y'all just want the profit." Hopefully I did that a little bit better than Ben Shapiro. Jonathan Letter reports, "At Columbia, I was told to go back to Poland. My Israeli flag was stolen and burned. I was hit, and the school is preventing NYPD from protecting us. Sahar Tartak, I was stabbed in the eye at Yale. The school has allowed anti-Israel students to run roughshod over the most basic policies. Yesterday, I paid the price for their inaction." I want to play a couple of clips here from the protests at Columbia. And you're going to hear one of these organizers who doesn't sound like someone who seems that oppressed. Here's a clip recorded once again over this weekend from Columbia students that says, "We have Zionists who have entered the camp, and as they attempt to eject Jewish students out of the courtyard where the encampment is."
"Attention, everyone. Can I get everyone to form a human chain right here, please? We have Zionists that have entered
my
the
check!
Camp.
My check!
My check! Repeat after me.
We
have Zionists.
We have Zionists
who have entered the camp.
Who have entered the camp.
We are going to create a human chain.
We are going to create a human chain.
Where I am standing.
Where I am standing.
So that they do not pass this point.
They do not pass this point.
And infringe upon our privacy.
And infringe upon our privacy.
And try to disrupt our community.
And try to disrupt our community.
Please join me in this chain.
Please join me in this chain.
You see how hostile this is? And you're asking me not to record?
Hostile.
Walk and take a step forward.
Yeah, I absolutely
walk
feel threatened.
Take a step forward.
So that we can.
So that we can.
Start to push them
out of the camp.
One step forward. Another step forward.
You hear one of the Jewish students say there, basically saying, "I am allowed to record," and he is. And we saw this also with Occupy. If you were familiar at anything happening Occupy, and I visited that barter town. No photographs, no video, whatever. And this was Zuccotti Park. And you're, of course, free to do that. This is the same shit. They did these chants at Occupy as well, and they've done with BLM. It's, again, the same playbook. I want to play another clip from Columbia University. And this was from Instagram Reels. And I'll then talk about what it says on top of the reel, the writing or the text or whatever. Here's another one from Columbia University this past weekend.
You have a culture. You have a culture.
All you do is call
us.
Who is here first?
Fuck you.
Stop killing children.
You've been listening to the Versus Media podcast.
To clarify a few things,
free
part
member
of
version.
What you hear
to get the rest of the
podcast
additional
go back
segments,
to Europe, you have no
as
culture.
Well as comments, questions,
all you do
answers,
is
colonize.
On the podcast as part of the community.
In these clips,
please consider
several individuals,
all
one of
my
three subscriber
tiers.
And
there's a,
so
a monthly, then there's a yearly,
and
then there's a founding
movement
tier as well.
Jewish
which
students
try
to
participate
to
in
their
chats
room.
With members. Weekly
we're told,
Yahoo, and offer some other perks.
Fuck you. Stop.
You're always, of course,
go back to Poland. You can
welcome to stay
in that
a
clip.
Free member here. And there's, of course,
and
no obligation.
Of course, you have a rabbi,
but you should
send
because
out
that's where all the fun
a mass
happens.
Notice.
This is the Versus Media podcast
home
on
because
Substack.
The university has
and as
said,
usual,
they
don't
cannot
ever talk
guarantee
to
their safety. That's right. instead of getting rid of the people doing this, they have told Jews to stay off campus. There's also footage of a pro-Hamas Columbia student chanting things like, "From the river to the sea, Palestine is Arab. There is no God but Allah, and the martyrs is Allah's beloved. Israel, go to hell. Resistance is justified." There was a group of American flag-waving and Israeli flag-waving students. A woman wrapped in a keffiyeh scarf to hide her face walked up with a cardboard sign that said, "Al-Qassam's next victims," with an arrow pointing at them. If you're not familiar with who Al-Qassam is, it is the military wing of Hamas.